Oops, there we are. Got to turn on the microphone. Hello, everybody. This is Joseph P. Farrell with news and views from the Nefarium on Wednesday, November 17th, 2021. I'm early, a day early today, because tomorrow is going to be one of those days, so I decided I'd either better do my news and views today or not do it this week at all. So we're doing it today. This is a very interesting story. It's a short story, but it's huge with significance. We'll get to that in just a minute. Don't forget, this Friday at 6 p.m. U.S. Central Time, we have another vid chat. It will be the last vid chat of November, and I've already put up this vid chat schedule for December. Next week, I will be not blogging on Thursday and Friday due to the American Thanksgiving holiday. And then December, I'm front-loading the vid chats in the members area toward the beginning of December, and then I'll be taking time off from blogging and from the website for the holidays. So please remember that vid chat Friday, this Friday at 6:30 p.m. Please get your submissions and questions to me by 10 o'clock tomorrow night, 10 p.m. U.S. Central Time. We've already got quite a few submissions already. So this story, I want to thank the individual who sent this story. This individual likes to remain anonymous. I can't even mention the initials of the name. But this story, I'm going to be reading most of the paragraphs from the story because this is really unbelievable. You may have heard Mr. Globalone using the term sustainability quite a lot. We've got to have sustainable agriculture, which means, of course, we can't eat real meat. We've got to get rid of cattle ranches and all the cow farts in order to save the planet from climate change, you know, blah, blah, blah. All of this Malthusian Globalone nonsense. And now they've decided to put some teeth into their definition ability. You'll notice that one thing Mr. Globalone likes to do is to change the definitions of things according to whim, like, you know, like they just did with the term vaccination. Okay. So this one is a story that was shared, and I'll link it for you. And I'm just going to read this to you, because if you had any doubts as to where Mr. Globalone is heading in terms of his global government, this should put those to rest. This is from a press release last March. Okay. And I want to thank again the individual who shared it. The title is FSMA Chairman welcomes, listen to this, the new International Sustainability Standards Board. Let me read it one more time so that it will sink in. FSMA chairman welcomes the new International Sustainability Standards Board. And here we go. I'm going to read the first four paragraphs from you, and then I'll comment toward the end here. Quote, the establishment of the International Sustainability Standards Board, or ISSB, was announced on the occasion of the Climate Change Conference in Glasgow. The ISSB will develop international standards to be applied by issuers in climate or other sustainability-related reporting. In his capacity as chair of the IFRS Foundation Monitoring Group, Jean-Paul Servé, chairman of the SFMA, will take part in supervising the ISSB and welcomes its establishment. The monitoring board ensures the proper functioning of the International Financial Reporting Standards, IFRS Foundation. The International Accounting Standards Board, or IASB, operates under the umbrella of that not-for-profit organization. The IASB sets the IFRS standards. Notice here, the structure is getting kind of complicated. The latter are international accounting rules governing the preparation of annual reports and financial statements. On the occasion of the climate conference in Glasgow, the IFRS Foundation announced the formation of a new organization under its auspices, the ISSB, that is the International Sustainability Standards Board. The mission of the new board is to develop standards for sustainability-related reporting. Sustainability, in its various aspects, is of growing importance when it comes to a company valuation. Therefore, the financial markets are increasingly calling for more uniform reporting about its impact. Now, let me stop right there, folks. I don't recall hearing any clamor in any of the financial papers I'm familiar with for increased accountability regarding sustainability from publicly traded corporations, but that's just me. This includes the financial impact of climate change on a company. The standards that the ISSB will develop are intended to serve as the basis of such reporting. Let me repeat that whole paragraph once again. Sustainability in its various aspects is of growing importance when it comes to company valuation. Therefore, the financial markets are increasingly calling for a more uniform reporting about its impact. This includes the financial impact of climate change on a company. The standards that the ISSB will develop are intended to serve as the basis for such reporting. For purposes of developing these standards, the ISSB will work with the IASB to ensure compatibility with existing accounting standards. Like the IASB, the ISSB will develop standards independently and in accordance with robust procedures, and will also be accountable to the IFRS Foundation Board of Trustees. The latter, in turn, is overseen by the Monitoring Board, made up of representatives of various leading market regulators and public authorities. Now, I'll stop right there. What you have, in other words, is the establishment of an unelected board of technocrats who are now going to set the standards and definitions of sustainability. And these in turn are going to be used, as the paragraph immediately previous to the last one that I just read tell you. In other words, companies, if they want to get a good valuation from this setup of technocrats, are going to have to toe the line. And they will be evaluated accordingly with how well they toe that line. So in other words, this is a technocratic power grab of unelected people who are going to set a global policy, a one-size-fits-all policy for the entire planet of how corporations are going to be evaluated in terms of their quote-unquote sustainability and their compliance with the climate change narrative. That's what this is about, folks. So in other words, once again, Mr. Globaloney has revealed his cards that his glorious New World Order is all about tyranny. There's nothing representative about it. This is going to be panels of experts answering, as this quotation, this article makes it clear, panels of experts answering to other panels of experts, answering to yet still more panels of experts, all of whom are appointed to their position, not elected. So in other words, think of this board, this ISSB board, as the European Union on steroids, a bunch of commissioners in Brussels establishing policy that everybody has to follow, and they're unelected. So, folks, yeah, Pedro in the chat room says, ushering in humanitarian law by the back door. Yeah, the Bureau of Bureaucracy. that's what this essentially is. It's a Bureau of Bureaucracy. And if you think this is going to be reflective of your local or even regional conditions, think again. And this is the problem. Mr. Globalone cannot think in any other way than one size fits all. And that, of course, dooms their plans to failure because economies don't work that way. Human beings don't work that way. So get ready for this one, folks. More chaos coming, courtesy of Mr. Globalone. Yeah, El Barto in the chat room says Dr. Farrell is not brought to you tonight by Pfizer. No kidding. Yeah, it's a bunch of malarkey. It's just unbelievable. Yeah, this is your woke score board here, folks. That's what this is. This is a board of technocrats that are going to assign you a score based on something they've cooked up in their cauldrons and evaluate your company on that basis. This is just absolutely ludicrous nonsense. And they're compounding mistake with mistake with mistake. And at some point, this whole system collapses after it does enormous amounts of damage to people, to real people trying to live real lives and not fly their private jets to Glasgow and have their own personal carbon footprints that are, as Catherine Fitz says, bigger than a Panzer division. I mean, this is just unreal. So I'll link this for you. You can read this article for yourselves, and I'm not making this up, I assure you. It's just, yeah, El Barto says my woke score is about minus 172. Yeah, mine's right down there with it. But it's just unreal. It's just unreal. Tessa says, gee, this policy didn't work, so let's do more of it. I know, it's just, folks, these people are insane. And one of the marks of evil in classical Christian theology, at least, was that evil is always locked into an irrationality. And it's a sign of that these people cannot think in any other way. They're scrambling to lock everybody down on the whole planet, and it's going to fail ultimately. So anyway, Hank McGurk says, I heard this is true from a trusted source. In the country, Passover flyover towns, they use more cash. Oh yeah, absolutely. I use cash whenever I can, and I'm lessening my dependence on debit cards and all of that. I'm using cash almost for all local transactions. Yeah, it's the Fourth Reich on a racing bike. This is the bureaucracy of bureaucracy, bureaucracy. I mean, it's just insane. And the way they're fashioning this quote unquote government is that it's such a confusing labyrinth of unresponsiveness to the people. That's why it's designed this way. It's designed deliberately to be unresponsive to the very people it claims to be governing. So more out of Mr. Globalone's technocracy today, folks. And I apologize for having to do this news and views a day early, but as I say, things have come up and I'll be busy most of the day tomorrow. And I wanted to get this story out there because this is more insanity from Klaus Blow Schwab and the Davos set and Bale Gates and all these people that are billionaire busybodies and have nothing better to do than tell all the rest of us how to live our lives. So anyway, that's it. Don't forget, this Friday, the day after tomorrow at 6:30 p.m., we have the final vid chat of November. I'll be in there early, as I usually am, for the pre-chat discussion. Please get your comments and questions emailed to me no later than 10 o'clock tomorrow night, Thursday evening, 10 o'clock, so that I can get those printed out and organized for the vid chat. Anyway, that's the news and views this week, folks. So keep the dial centered here for next week's insanity from Mr. Globalone. I'll see you on the flip side, everybody. Bye-bye and God bless.